Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. She Ain't No Mascot, Maggie Glascott.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Browse. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is in full effect. And I'm with Ben Madelker, my co-host and little bestie, and creator of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. We have some very special announcements with live shows.
Yes, we have two new shows to announce. They are on presale right now. We are going to Milwaukee and Minneapolis. We've never been there, and we have a lot of people who've been asking us, especially Minneapolis, to come there. So we're so excited. We're going there in June. Those tickets are on sale right now with a presale that's available only on Patreon, patreon.com/watercrappens. The presale goes until Thursday night. And then on Friday, the Minneapolis and Milwaukee sales go on sale to the public. So make sure you go get your tickets.
Yes, also get your tickets for February 8th in Dallas. And we added a second show in Cincy, so get those. And Irvine. Phoenix, we're gonna
just
be
for laughs.
Just for Laughs in Vancouver in just a few weeks. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets for those things.
Yes,
we're also adding a second show in Boston, so go get tickets for that. We have a second show in Dallas, which is Friday, February 8th. Go get your tickets. That's coming up very, very soon. We're also going to be in Vancouver for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival pretty quick here. And Irvine, Phoenix. I mean, there's so much, guys. Just get your butts over there. I'm talking really fast because I'm excited to get into this episode of Vanderpump Rules. We are streaming this on TV Party, and we are also recording it. So if you want to watch us on video instead of listen, just go over to patreon.com. A little of this got cut off at the beginning, which is why it's a little janked up. But we're starting to talk about Vanderpump Rules and how great this season is, even though we kind of know what's coming up. Because... So Vanderpump Rules has kind of been spoiled all over Twitter anyway since it came out. And this night, I was there at this girls' night thing because our friend Katie was there because she was doing some project with Ariana. And so I went into this girls' night thing and I was like, no thanks. Okay, there were people... It was ass to ass in there. Billy Lee is all upset. So now I know why, because, you know, I saw the episode. But I was like, what's wrong with her? And she's like at the hostess station, like, rah! You know, and I was like, oh, God, she's mad. But then our friend, Kimberly, was like, I have to get a picture with Billy Lee. And I was like, listen, I always drunkenly make an ass out of myself every time I see Billy Lee. Like, I go in there, I'm like, because I'm always, like, totally wasted. And she's like, please, please just get me a picture with Billy Lee. So I was like, hey, Billy Lee, hey, what's up? My friend needs a picture. And Billy Lee is obviously, like, visibly upset. And I just throw my friend behind the hostess stand. And the picture is like this. Billy Lee's like. And then our friend Kimberly smiling. So that was our little piece of history. So you're welcome, Kimberly. We got it.
Wow. See, that's I remember that girls' night in thing because I think we had lunch with Hannah that day, right? And I was under the weather, so I couldn't go to
girls'
night.
Yeah, that was a lot of Bravo people in one day, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was dramatic, dramatic day. I was so mad. I was like, because I remember I was like coughing. Remember I had my epic cough of the summer. It like lasted through like every single live show. Like, and everyone at the shows would come up to me and be like, Ben, are you okay? I'm really concerned. And then people in Philadelphia were not having it. I was like, I'm not going out to party tonight. I have to like, this cough is like killing me. And yeah, we have like 10 more shows. And people in Philadelphia were like, suck it the fuck up. You're in Philadelphia. I was like, sorry. They're like, no, no.
They're like, we made up cream cheese. Hardcore. Get it together.
Yeah, they are hardcore. But yeah, I had that terrible cough, so I couldn't go to Girls' Night In. I'm so sad.
Well, sorry that didn't make it into the footage, Ben.
I know, I know.
There should have been a little scene of Ben just being like, I can't come.
It's just been me, like, under a comforter, being like, Ben's Night In. How ironic that I had to spend a girls' night in on girls' night in.
Well, yeah, we had fun. And we didn't really have fun there because we had to get out of there. It was too much. But yeah. Katie Cazorla left her keys. She dropped her keys somewhere. And so that's the night she had to break into Pump to get her keys again. So then we had to do like a caper getting her over the fence to get her key. I mean, that night was
hilarious.
I still
never did that. So can't believe it.
So no matter what happened on this show, we had fun. So thanks, yeah. Girls Night In.
Yeah. So this episode opens up with like some Trixie Monocle. I feel like Trixie Monocle isn't as Trixie Monocle on Vanderpump Rules. It's almost like there's like a girl group. It's like the Monoclets or something like that. It's like the band that she left. Although I think we actually had a whole backstory about the band that she left to start off Trixie Monocle. Well, that's the band that she started, but that I think she.
Oh, I thought Trixie Monocle was in 3-Arm Octopus and then broke off to have a solo career like Stevie Nicks.
I would not be surprised if she left some other group, started 3-Arm Octopus, had issues again, and decided just to go solo, and has been working on this passion project with Paul, the producer, ever since. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know? I don't know about this band because they're very on the nose, you know, which is kind of her thing.
Yeah,
but this song goes whoa 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 drinking party Sunday fun day let's get toasting.
Yeah, it's like it's not very lyrical. It's just sort of like this is what I'm doing right. This is let's just sing about what I'm actually planning to do in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, getting out of my car, going into the store, buying some gum.
Oh
gum.
No, Uber surging. Oh no, let's check Lyft. Lyft sucks too. Which, what are we to do? Take whichever.
Oh, Trixie. So Lisa is talking to Tom over at Sir, and she tells us, Sir was never open for brunch, but then Billy Lee came up with this idea to solidify her place in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because Billy's now doing brunch with Billy. She wants to raise her profile. So they're all very excited. I forgot to check to see if Billy Lee invited, included Katie and Ariana and Stassi and Kristen and Sheena in her brunch. Or is just, I guess, you know.
That's brunch with Billy Lee. Nope, she didn't. That's just her.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Billy Lee.
Interesting, huh?
I mean, look, whatever we end up saying about Billy Lee today, I would like to thank her at the very beginning of this to say thank you for coming out to play. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I always respect a girl who comes out and just like starts to play to get her job on the show. You know,
yeah.
You go, girl. They're putting you in the back. I don't even think she's in the opening, is she? Somebody pointed that out the other day.
She's not in the opening credits, no.
The busboys are in the opening. Okay.
Yeah.
Chef Joe is in the fucking opening. You're not going to put Billy Lee in there. So I think this is a lot of pent up Billy Lee anger coming.
Yeah.
Out.
Well, I mean, I also want to thank Billy Lee for making us look very sage wise because we predicted this would happen last year. We were like, okay, everyone likes Billy Lee now, but no one seems to be picking up on the fact that she is like a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And this time next year, her bitch flower will bloom and everyone's going to hate her. And she's going to see what it's really like to be welcomed by this cast. And sure enough, here it is.
Yeah, welcome, Billy Lee. We'll be hateful with you as we are with Sheena.
Yeah. So Tom wants, again, he wants to know what's going on with Tom. And Lisa is like very happy. She's like, Nick Alain, the maestro, he's in his element. Don't disturb him. Shh, shh. Maestro is at work.
And she really is rubbing it in. She's like, I'm so involved with every facet of Nicolaine's genius, from unwrapping packages to rolling a dolly to taping up crystals. I'm there. Me. I'm sorry you can't come, Tom.
Look, I've even created my own custom pink bird box bandana for any time I go into the Nicolaine workspace. If I take it off, I will commit suicide in its beauty.
That would be a good bird box in Vanderpump Rules. Like, the waiters are so terrible anyway over there. They might as well be walking around with goddamn blindfolds on. And then when you take it off, Billy Lee's accusing you of something.
I'm surprised that isn't an item on their menu, bird box. It's just like frozen chicken. In
broken
like a cardboard
box.
Broken bird box. Why did it take us so long to stumble upon that? Broken bird box.
Sandra Bullock, ever since she was left by that man on the monster truck fixing show. Who is that? Who is she married to? That straight guy? Well, I mean, of course.
Oh, the Nazi?
Was he a Nazi? Yeah, he had a Nazi.
I
work in a garage for my dad.
Jesse something. Who cares? He's trash and he's on a trash show.
Yeah. He tried to ruin my Sandy.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Lisa Vanderpump on a little rowboat with like Lala and Sheena and like a
girl,
few stray dogs.
Boy! Like, keep quiet or you will die.
Lisa's getting off a plane in China with like the bandanas. It's like, I can't look.
They're saved by a private plane with a little miniature horse on it. It's like, come.
That's the reason why she probably left the season of Beverly Hills. She probably was blindfolded and wandered off the ship.
After I saw what happened to girl and to boy, I could no longer fight with Dorit.
Lisa, where are you going? Oh, I looked at Dorit.
Lisa can't see nothing. Lisa! That's your hand. Lisa. You're not even in the broken bird box.
PK's like, now, Dorit, I'm putting a bandana over your eyes. And when people ask why there's a bandana there, just say there's a mildew problem in your eyeballs. And then we'll lift it up, and Boy George will perform in your eye sockets.
Oh, my God, Boy George. I would love Boy George if he did the soundtrack for Bird Box.
come down.
He just keeps dying mid-song.
Time and time, I'm dead. And he announces it also.
I'm dead.
I'll tumble for you. I'm literally tumbling for you. I'm dead.
Okay. Okay, first scene. So James comes in. He's like, hello, Lisa. Look at me, not doing anything naughty, eh? And she's like,
I'm just standing here like a good little boy. A good little boy who's supporting his family, Lisa. Lisa, I'm a good little boy. I'm not doing anything naughty.
Naughty, Lisa. So she's like, hello, what are you doing here? I'd like you to know. Billy Lee stood up for you. But I don't think she heard the fight properly. And he's like, oh, yeah, she did. She's heard me say those things to Katie lots of times.
The other day I was like, Billy Lee, wasn't it so funny when I said that Katie was fat? A big fat pig sitting on a wall right there. Mm. Little piggy on a wall. I can't believe I was fired.
Mm. Slobby, Bobby. That's what we call Katie. It's no big deal. She doesn't mind. And Lisa's like, nice, all right. She's like, well, at least you're so brave. That's a big step in the right direction. It's like, congratulations on being sober at 11 a.m. Like,
yeah.
Here's a medal.
Exactly. So, so he basically came over to say hello to Billy because, you know, he and Billy are besties now. So,
He's like, congratulations, Billy. You fatty. It's opposite stay. Was I naughty, Lisa?
I'm so naughty. So then we go over to Stassi, who has bought a holiday for herself. She has bought National Outfit of the Day.
Well, what a coincidence. I bought hashtag blessed day. Hashtag blessed. So every time you say that now, think of me. I bought that day. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag. Oh, by the way, that's how that scene ended. Billy Lee was like, thank you, James.
Namaste.
I appreciate you.
I hate blessed hands. I hate them. I hate when people do hashtag blessed. Mm. I hate hashtag blessed hands. So I knew we're in for an episode when Billy Lee ended that scene that way.
Now, I don't mind condescending hands, which are very similar to blessed hands. Condescending hands are like this. When you put your hands together and do like a small head bop like that, that's condescending hands.
Right.
But blessed hands is like, when you do a bow, it's like, no, it doesn't work.
I love condescending hands too. Like where if someone says something so stupid and you're like, let me think about that. No.
Yeah, it's great. It's like the condescending hands. It's like you the idea has been thrown at you and you've caught the idea with your hands. You press them against your face.
Like,
this is not going to get me. It's like those superheroes that can stop a bullet before it hits them. And they go, now I'm going to release my hands, let it drop to the floor and shatter in a million pieces.
I forgot to turn off my heater this morning and I'm sitting like on top of my heater. It's like a cool day and I'm like dying in here.
Do you want to turn it off?
And I turned it off, but it's a gas heater. So it like takes an hour for it to like cool down. Okay.
It's like, hold on a second. I'm going to cool down. Okay. Hold on.
All right, everybody. Welcome to hashtag blessed day. Please tag me every time you use the word blessed on Instagram. Okay.
Hashtag blessed outfit of the day.
Yeah.
So there's going to be like a big celebration for outfit of the day at Pump. And so Stassi's going to go over there with Bo. And Bo's, he's wearing overalls for the first ever National Outfit of the Day, which is really appalling to Stassi.
You know, I just gave up my overalls 2 years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had three pairs,
over
actually.
Them all?
I love them. They make you look fat everywhere, except they hide your muffin top. So I look like a triangle. It was awesome. I love those.
Did you wear them with one strap undone, so it looked like you're from, like, the early 90s?
Sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. When you want to show your breast, you're like, yeah.
You're like, my name is not Susan.
So Stassi is mortified that he's wearing overalls and then explains. Now, at first I thought, is she saying she invented outfit of the day? Because I don't think so. And so then I looked it up and I was reading all about outfit of the day and where it was invented. It came out in 2008. That's the first time anyone found it was used.
Wow.
And now look at it. It's so popular. And I was like, I know Stassi didn't do this. And I was like ready to go on a rampage. And then I pressed play and realized she wasn't saying she invented that. She was saying she invented the holiday.
Yeah.
Which is why inventing iced brew coffee, hashtag blessed. Put your bowls in a socket and your brain in a drawer day.
Yeah, we should come up with a Crappens holiday. And I mean, we could just do National Crappens Day, but I feel like we could do something even better.
Yeah, we already bought the website because apparently that's what you have to do. You have to buy a website and call an iCal person and be like, okay, Martin Luther King Day is a big deal.
Yeah.
But Crappens Day.
Crappens Day is a day of Crappens. Day of Crappening. Yeah.
The Crappening.
So, Stassi, this has been very exciting that Bo has been so enthusiastic about OOTD because she's, you know, what I love about this season is Stassi uses any excuse just to slander Patrick because I'm totally for Patrick slandering. Like, I love it. I love that she just gets to take him down every week on a national platform, and he basically can't say anything except to, like, I guess the people who listen to his XM show or whatever. So she's basically says how, like, Patrick thought that OOTD was so awful that she would have to, like, sneak around his back just to do her, like, outfit of the day selfies. But Bo has been, like, so supportive that he made her a light. And it's kind of like, it just makes me so mad at Patrick. It's like, Patrick, you are dating Stassi Schroeder, okay? Like, if there's anyone to expect to do silly fashion selfies, it's her. So this is on you. I'm like, even though you guys are broken up, I'm like retroactively mad because I didn't get to be mad about it while you were together. And so I'm saying retroactively, leave his ass, Stassi.
I, like, when I break up with people, I'm done. Like, I don't think about them. I don't, if they like one of my Facebook posts, I burn a computer. Like, I don't want it in my life anymore. So I've given up Patrick, okay? I've tidied Patrick up. He's gone. He's gone from my memory. I don't care about him. He's stupid. I don't care. Mm-hmm. So now I'm concentrating on figuring out why Bo is so nice. There's something weird about this guy. He's too nice. Yeah. He's too perfect. He wears overalls. My guess is he's trying to land a wife so that he can just get obese. Okay? That's my guess. I'm going to just make that prediction.
He's straight, though. Straight people don't. Straight guys are like, they don't need to land a wife to go because they're like, we run the world. So I'm just going to start that process now.
Oh, are you saying they have cis privilege?
Cis privilege. Cis obesity privilege. Yeah. Cis obese priv.
Yeah, I have straight obese privilege. Okay. I'm just going to get obese whenever I want. Like me.
Yeah.
Without the straight part. Okay, so Bo is like, so about your mom. And I was like, he's even going to talk to her about his mommy issues? The guy's a serial killer. There's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Stassi talks about her mom and about how her mom is always telling her that she's no good and things like that. And we just got like a – I think it was just an excuse just to see Stassi's mom be crazy again. Her saying like, honestly, Bo, you're up here and Stassi is just down here in the muck beneath my shoes.
She's like the what?
I was going to say that she is the great that Kristen crutched over.
And Kristen was grabbing her like a crutch. She's like, oh, approval, approval. Yeah. And Stassi's mom, my favorite line that they re-aired last night was when she's like, I feel like an outsider in her life. Like, yes, that's what happens to bad animals. They get kicked outside and left outside the door, okay?
Yeah.
And then her mom came out with an Instagram post and she's like, oh, everybody, I was just kidding. People don't understand the kind of relationship I have with my kid. And that's what it is. That's love, right? That's love. And half the post is misspelled and ridiculous. And I'm like, you need to be kicked out, okay?
Yeah.
Ma'am, you better watch your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Mother.
You see, I'm projecting. Mother.
So now we go over back to brunch with Billy, and Katie and Kristen show up. And, like, as soon as they show up, Billy is already annoyed. She's like, why are they here? Like, what are they doing here?
The best thing is that she's telling Tom before they come in. She's like, this day is going to be all about good vibes. That's, like, all it's about. That's all I want in here is good vibes. Like, you know, blessed. Because that's how Billy Lee is. If you read her Instagram, it's like.
Yeah, it's actually
awful. Look at the sun in the morning and realize you're looking in the mirror. You're the sun. Blessed.
I hate like this like Hot Topics Claire's Boutique spirituality, you know, just like, I just want good vibes. Namaste. Like this, like such basic level, basic in terms of both like style and also like in terms of the level. Like it's like the most bland, unoriginal, uncreative, like unthoughtful, like lacking insight spirituality. Good vibes only. Namaste. Good vibes. It's like, okay, come on.
And for those of you who are like, if that's not fake, how dare you? She's like, good vibes. Those bitches are in. What are they doing in here? I'm like, wow, good vibes on your day, huh?
And I also want to congratulate Billy Lee because you have fulfilled your destiny as a Vanderpump Rules cast member, because that's exactly what we expect from our Vanderpump Rules people, to be totally hypocritical and totally crazy and to go back and forth between us like being really on your side to being really against you all within the span of like about 2 minutes.
Yeah. And Tom's like, well, she's been banned 4 times, bro. And she's like, well, her energy smells like dog shit.
You need to reban her.
So she goes right up to them, and look, in their defense, which, you know, I hate these two, so the horse face number one and horse face number two, I'm not in the habit of defending these girls, but they did just go sit against a wall. It's not like they even came out into the main brunch area, you know, outside or whatever. How are you gonna even start shit in that place? There's nowhere to walk, you know. They were just sitting against a wall getting a free meal like any other pretend waiter.
Yeah, exactly. So they go and they sit down, and Katie's like, ooh, avocado toast. And I really want to make fun of her loving avocado toast, because I'm like, what a basic bitch. But I'm like, I secretly also love avocado toast. So if I make fun of her, I'm really just self-loathing, which is, I guess, what this show is about. So anyway, so Billy Lee walks up to them. She's like, hello, random to see you guys here.
Random. Random to see you here, where you work and where you get free food. Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And then so then she does the worst thing possible, which is she does the TGI Fridays waiter kneel. So she gets all the way down.
Oh, you know I hate that.
The worst. It's the worst. So she's like, let me come down here to the bad vibes.
Whoa, trepidatious. Katie's like, that is my word.
Katie has like voraciously studied her WOTD word of the day on her calendar. She's ready to offload on this episode.
Yeah, Katie is like, this is my episode. I'm coming with some words, everybody. Let's see if I can get them out of my narrative. Mouth. Katie always tries to use big words, but can never even get them out of her mouth. It's hilarious. It's like, that's her thing. That's her running. That's her running thing.
She's like, Billy Lee, I love your brunch. There's so much pulchritude on display. There's a myriad of options on the menu. I appreciate it so much. Hey, do you guys have – I have some detritus on my table. Can you remove it for me, please?
So Kristen's like, just grabbing a quick free bite before I go to Stassi's look. And Billy Lee's like, well, you know, last time we talked, it wasn't good because you were coming for James. And Kristen's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Seriously, okay?
Seriously? Seriously? I want a carrot. Seriously.
And she's like, well, James is one of my close friends. And Kristen's like, well, I can't tell you not to be friends with him. That's your choice. Bad, stupid choice. It's a dumb choice, but whatever.
Yeah. And Billy Lee's like, yeah, he's one of my best friends. And then we see a flashback of James bringing Billy Lee flowers after her surgery. And he's like, I brought you a bunch of flowers and another flower if you get my vibe. Like, I literally got you some King's flower. You can make yourself some cupcakes now. Yeah.
Got you some flowers for your flower. She's like, whoa. So now it's like a bunch of over-talking, but Billy Lee's just coming for them, you know? And she's like, he's one of my close friends. And Billy Lee tells Kristen, well, personally, I think you're toxic and you're holding on to so much anger. And I didn't fuck James. I wasn't intimate with James. And Kristen goes, I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, Billy is saying that Kristen's campaigning, like doing a hate campaign against James. And Katie's like, hashtag convenient narrative because you're doing a hate campaign to get Kristen banned. So I'm like, Katie has a point.
No,
you know?
She doesn't. Because she's like, how is that different? It's totally different. Okay. You two came into James's work when you weren't even working there to start shit with him. Okay. That's totally different. And you're doing it right now. And she was only saying that you should be banned because you come in there and you start shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that Billy Lee is very hypocritical in general. Like, I think that Billy Lee is a shit starter. And I think that Billy Lee got off the hook last season. And I'm, like, excited to see Billy Lee get the full Vanderpump Rules treatment that lasts.
Well, she's
doing
everything that I love and that I've wanted her to do. She's going for these two evil girls. And Kristen, especially Katie, I know that it's always Katie with me, but especially Katie. And everybody's listening to Katie for some reason. I don't know why. So yeah. I'm glad at what she's doing and who she's coming for. She's just not doing it right. It's like you've got to wait for them to come for you before you go up to their table and just start yelling at them. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
I just
wait
think
for
sloppy.
Them to make the mistake before you.
Yeah, Billy is like, because Billy Lee's like, you're causing all sorts of drama with my friends, and I work here now, not you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, yeah, but like, technically, Kristen is like the legacy employee in terms of like employee on a TV show. So, and then Kristen, of course, has a good answer. She's like, I'm a customer, and you're causing drama at my table. So that's like kind of weird. It's like, well, that is true too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And so Billy Lee knows that she's lost. So she's like, okay, see you later. Blessed.
Yeah. Because Billy Lee came over.
Great talk.
Billy Lee comes over, starts some shit, then gets mad at them for causing shit at the restaurant. And then they're like, you're the one who came over to us.
Yeah,
so we were like literally just trying to get avocado toast and some rancid fish.
So National OOTD
Party. Oh my God. So we got it. It was Lala and Logan show up. It's nice to see that Logan's still hanging around, you know? It's good.
Cockroach.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's a low-level, gay rivalry happening. I feel like there's, because there's Logan, and then there's this other gay guy. I think his name is Zach, who also lingers around in the background, you know?
Zach's one, right? No offense.
One of them has a wig. I forget which one.
Gays in their wigs. I went to see a movie the other day, and there was a gay in a wig, and I was like, there's no, like, at least get a wig that looks like there's a little skin in your part. Like, come on, gays. We should be better at this. We've been doing wigs for years.
I think that male wig technology just has not gone to the place that female wig technology has. But,
like,
you know,
plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or fillers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have women surgery privilege. Wig privilege.
So it's out for the day party. And so Lala shows up and Brittany and Jack, everyone's just showing up. And Sheena, like, hops over to Stassi. He's like, are you so happy?
I love that they're all wearing, like, their personal style. And Sheena's in a crop top and a bathrobe. I'm like, that's, yeah. There's Sheena. Crop tops, they're kind of my thing, so.
Rob can style me in 7 minutes or less. It's kind of amazing. Too bad he's gone. Schwartz is like, what? I can see you about to say something, so I can stop myself.
No, go ahead. I stop myself.
Yeah. No, Schwartz is like, oh, Baba, I want to do a National Moo Moo Day. Oh, just like a day of moo moos and stuff.
Just when you thought Tom number two couldn't get more exciting.
Yeah.
Moo moos.
Who said he didn't have ambition?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Brax. Yes. Would that be their name? Pretty, Braxney?
Yeah, they're brackish.
Yeah, Brexit.
Yeah.
Brexit. So Jax and Brittany are talking, and he's like, I was thinking about the situation of the meeting. Like, maybe I was a little disrespectful, but, and she's like, you and Lisa, y'all make digs at each other. So I just don't get it. Brittany is like coked out of her mind. I don't know what is happening with Brittany in this episode, but she's like, I think, on another level.
I think she's had like a few too many beer cheese sessions. I think that she is like, I think her brain has turned into like half cheddar. And I think that like she is losing her mind. And I don't know. She's going down a dark Buddha filled tunnel.
Yeah, she's suffering from Velveeta fumes or something.
Yeah. Mm. She's been in that factory too long. Yeah, so Jax is now doing his typical apology tour thing where he does like, he like flaps his hands a lot and then and wags his head. He's like, I mean, like, did I overreact? Like, maybe, but that's like my girlfriend. Like, that's my future
my
wife.
Bride.
Like, I'm supposed to defend her. But, you know, like, yeah.
What a
douchebag. I'm not just going to sit by when I say that thing. So I was like, okay, so what you're saying is you are the same person you were before. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So Brittany's like, being in conflict with anyone, let alone Lisa's, I'm going to poop out my stomach.
I appreciate the imagery there, but like, I don't know how that's actually physically possible. I don't know how you poop out of your stomach.
Well, after that beer cheese.
Yeah, the beer cheese will create a hole, I'm sure. I'm just like...
Well, I saw Happy one time. I was watching this documentary on National Geographic and someone pooped out of their stomach.
You were watching Aliens, weren't you?
So Katie's like, Katie's telling the girls about Billy Lee and how she came up to them at brunch and stuff. And Lala's like, it's like pathetic to me. Like, I tell you, like, I met James and like, we kind of made up and he was like saying, do you want to come into the studio? And I was like, sure, because like, that's a positive vibe. So I'm going tomorrow night. And Katie's like, excuse me? Tomorrow night is when we're like supposed to be putting together girls' night. And how could you forget? You know, like anybody
we're doing
that Katie
a flyer.
Doesn't like, you're misstepping. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I also liked how Katie opened up the whole conversation with like the most basic phrase of all time. She's like, so me and Kristen were sitting there just eating our avocado toast. Okay. And Billy comes up to us and is like, what's going on? Just like, I just feel like any sentence that starts, so we were just sitting there having our avocado toast, is always going to lead to bad things, you know? So yeah, so Lala is like talking about how she's gonna go to the studio, and Katie's like, but we're gonna be making a flyer. Like, I'm really good with like print shop, and I wanted to show you guys, but
it takes
basically
five people to make a flyer. Fucking Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst.
So yeah, because they're going to be doing girls' night in instead of see you next Tuesday.
And then
so
Kristen's
now they start.
Like, why doesn't Sandoval go to the studio with his trumpet?
Yeah,
she's being totally sarcastic, and I love that. That's what ends up happening.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Does do that. So Katie's like, I'm just very confused about this convenient narrative about like as to why Lala would even want to hang out with James, especially when we're all supposed to be planning girls' night out for next week. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you know what? Shut up, Katie.
Yeah, shut like, up, Katie. She's like, you know, Lala, the only way for him to hit rock bottom is when no one takes it anymore. I'm like, oh, so you're trying to help him. Okay, Katie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he hit rock bottom. And now I feel like Lala is trying to actually be a good friend. And like Katie, so here's the thing. I supported Katie when James, you know, basically called her fat. You know, I was like, you know, I don't think that's right. Even though there were a lot of dissenting voices that were like, shut the fuck up, Katie. Katie's using this moment, et cetera, which I totally get and I totally appreciate. But I supported Katie in this. But now, Katie, this is classic Katie mean girl. You know, like if someone doesn't like align with her agenda, she does this sort of like passive aggressive simpering where she's like, oh, I just can't believe you can do what you want, you know, but I just can't believe you would choose to do that. It just shows me what sort of friend that you really are to me. It's like, shut up, Katie.
Yeah, but then Katie does basically a threat where she's like, you know, you're with... It's fucking Katie. So Lala's like...
And I'm going to fucking be defending her at the end of the episode, too. That's the funny part.
And then this is where Lala just loses me for good. I mean, Lala kind of lost me a while ago. I've been a little sick of Lala's attitude.
Lala's been going down.
But Lala is really... Yeah. This whole letting Katie control you thing because you need the old ladies at the restaurant to be nice to you. You guys are idiots. You should have made this a young cast a long time ago. And if they want to ice you out, fine. Start shooting with the younger people in the restaurant. Get rid of these hags. Nobody's like sitting around to watch Katie sit on her fucking couch eating ice cream trying to come up with a flyer, okay? That's not why we're watching this, Lala. You're like the great Lala Hope, and you've totally fucked it up. So she's like, I saw James and I had my guard down, and honestly, I felt for the kid. But now, talking to Kristen and Katie, I'm starting to feel like he just manipulated me again. And Lala is no fiddle. Just because I get fingered for C-notes doesn't make me a fiddle.
As she literally is getting fiddled by Katie. She's like,
yes.
She's like, I am no fiddle. I am a viola. Thank you.
So she's like, I was being manipulated. Idiot. You're the one who called James to go meet. He didn't call you to try and manipulate you.
You're the one who literally has someone saying to you, but I thought that like we're going to be doing like Katie has created an intentional conflict for you. So that way you can't like you have to be bound to her. Like that is the definition of it's not the definition of manipulation, but I'm going to say it's the definition in my revised dictionary.
It is the definition of avocado bird box toast.
No one's fiddle. Fid. I'd like to see Lala go to, like, some Irish bar in Dublin and just become furious at all the fiddles. My dad used to have a CD called Fiddlesticks, and it was just, like, fiddle music. And he'd play it, and I'd be like, Dad, please, do we have to listen to fiddle music? If it wasn't fiddle music, it was klezmer music. I'm telling you, some of the musical thing. You know, but have you heard of klezmer music before, Ronnie?
Yes, I have.
It's like, it's like polka.
I worked on Fairfax
crack.
For
like,
10 years. Don't forget.
Yeah,
sir.
Klezmer is like Yiddish polka, and it is an assault. And I understand its charm, and I appreciate its heritage. But when you're like 9 years old on a road trip to like Vermont for a little weekend, and it's all you're hearing in the back seat of your parents, like Pontiac Bonneville, is it's like, oh my God, please.
Yeah, my parents tell that same. I don't know, but my parents tell that same story about me, except instead of klezmer music, it's the Into the Woods Broadway cast recording. Into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, into the woods. Mom was like,
that
ah!
is the klezmer of Broadway. Because it's like, has that frenetic, like, energy of like, I'm going, I'm like, oh. So I'm just very triggered by this entire fiddle discussion. Okay, yeah. Lala.
Triggered. So over at another space on the party, Tom 2 is showing that he's not going to get drunk because he's keeping his promise to be more responsible in public. So this time, instead of halving shots, he's like, I just can't have a shot right now. Not for 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So now you're timing your shots.
Yeah.
He reminds me of guy. I'm an alcoholic and be done with it. Okay.
Yeah, he reminds me of, like, I remember one time going to a bar, and this guy had 6 or 7 drinks. This is, like, when I was, like, 21, 22. And he's like, well, I'm going to go now. Like, but you've been drinking. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. And then he, like, goes and he, like, orders, like, 3 or 4 waters, and he, like, pounds them all in a row. He's like, there, I'm fine. I was like, that's not how drinking works. That's not how it works.
Sir.
Yeah. So Lisa shows up at the party, and she's wearing a pink blazer. She's like, I'm all for outfit of the day is for, you know, expressing yourself and your individuality. And I'm all for outfit of the day. I personally have it 365 times a year. Get it.
Get it. I'm going to have a hashtag get it day.
Hashtag get it.
I'm going to steal it right under Vanderpump's little wings.
Yeah. So then Lala goes to harass Tom and Ariana. She's like, oh, skew, skew. Like, is that fiddling we hear? No, skew, skew. Oh, my God. I want you guys to have babies. I can't wait to see you have babies. And Ariana's like, oh, I can't wait for the day when men can carry babies. Like, well, I guess you are not acquainted with the feature film Junior, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Tom's like, yeah, I carry a baby. That's the only way we're going to have one. Dude, no. Like, yeah. So stop hounding her. The only thing that's more boring than watching people hound Ariana to have a baby. Like, what year is this that we're still going up to girls like, oh, it's your turn to have a baby. You guys work at a fucking restaurant in West Hollywood. It's not time to have a baby, okay? Nobody thinks that except you. Also, the only thing more boring than watching people hound her about having a baby would be actually watching her have a baby, okay? So here's my plea to you. At least while you're on this show, do not have a fucking baby. That's all. Unless it's a drunk drug addict baby who's going to be fucking around on other babies. I do not want to see that baby on my TV. Keep it.
I can only imagine Ariana giving birth. She'd be like, push. Do I have to push right now? Fine. Push. I mean, the baby's out. I pushed out. Like, it's over. Like, what next? What's going on?
They'd be like, you're not pushing. Okay, Tom's coming out with a drink book before you. She's like, it's like, pops out across the room, slams against the wall.
I can imagine Tom going into labor.
Dude! And then once it starts coming out, just hear.
Congratulations, it's a trombone.
Ooh, I knew it.
Stupid. Okay, so Tom's like, okay, yeah, who cares? So let's see. So Bo.
So Lisa's basically like, she's talking about, because again, Tom and Tom want to see Nick Lane's masterpiece. And she's like, you know, me telling Tom and Tom to stay away from Tom Tom, it's sort of like, you know, a mother being in the kitchen telling her kids, get out of the kitchen. I want it to be a surprise. You don't know what Chef Penny's about to make for you. Get it.
Get it. She did kind of do that on this. She's like, it would be a surprise. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, was that a joke?
Does that mean it's not a surprise? You know what? It's going to be a surprise if you know what I mean. I'm like, will there be like a mule in there?
Like, literally don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
So Bo is talking to Bo's like, whoa, look at this. I just looked up the hashtag outfit of the day. There's 5 stories, 6 stories, 7 stories. I'm like, guys, that's been a hashtag since 2008. Okay, that's kind of unfair. It's like me saying, putting hashtag hashtag like MAGA or something and being like, I'm having hashtag MAGA brunch. Ben, look at all these posts. We're famous. It's like, well, our listenership has gotten a little bitchy, but hey, we made it. We're on Instagram a million times.
You know, by the way, I feel like throughout all this, no one ever said what day the day is, right? Like, outfit of the day, they didn't say, like, what day, what month and day it was, right?
Oh, yeah. We don't know what outfit of the day is.
No.
But I like that it's outfit of the day.
Outfit of the day.
Day.
Then I'll tell you, it may have been outfit of the day, but it certainly wasn't proper hygiene of proper oral hygiene of the day. Because Bo and Stassi full on went like Pod. Mama bird, baby bird, because Stassi was eating a burger and he's like, I like that burger. Can I have some? She's like, sure. And then she regurgitates the burger from her mouth into his mouth. And it was.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Okay. But disgusting. At least they even knew it was gross. He's like, yeah. That was gross. Don't talk to me for 5 minutes. And I was like, ha ha ha, you drama. What have you done, murderer? Something wrong with him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was something was wrong about that.
So Alicia Silverstone started all this, okay? That's why no one watches your TV show, Alicia Silverstone, with your baby bird feeding, okay? We're not going to forgive you. This is America.
Well, they did it on Saturday Night Live once, and it was much funnier when they did it.
Well, how rude. I blame you for that, too, Alicia Silverstone. It's like blaming Alicia Silverstone.
What does Alicia Silverstone have to do with it?
She's the first time I heard about that trend. She came out with a book about like motherhood or something, and it's baby bird feeding, they call it, where you eat your food and then you feed it to the baby. So your baby is like getting used to, I guess, normal food, but it's still chewed up for them. And that is the most disgusting shit I've ever heard, okay? That is like adult privilege, where you're like, oh, my baby will just eat my chewed up shit. And we're dumb because we're babies and we do it. It's child
abuse. That is disgusting, and I feel like also, like, you know, I feel like adult germs going into baby germs are bad. But then at the same time, babies like shit and pee and drool on us. So they can like they can deal with like I say, you know what? Chew up their food and spit it in their mouths. Let's see what they how they like it.
Well, I think the punishment should fit the crime. If you don't like the baby poop on you, poop on the baby. But don't feed it chewed up food. Okay? Very mad about
it. If a baby's going to spit up on your shoulder, you might as well spit up in the baby's mouth. Show who's the boss.
Okay, you changed my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So Stassi and Sheena are over taking a selfie on the flower wall.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, you take a better running because you take better selfies when there's two people.
That is such a specific skill that Sheena has like homed in on. Like,
she's like, you know how like there's some people who are better like at singles tennis and some people are better like doubles. Well, like I'm like a good singles tennis player for selfies, and like Brittany is good for doubles. That's all.
Yeah. So she does. You know, Brittany's still like. She's still all strung out. She's like, well, I just, you know, sometimes I speak my mind not a lot. And Vanderpump comes over and she's like, hello.
And Brittany, you know, whenever Brittany gets nervous, like, it's just like, it radiates through the TV because she gets all shaky. She's like, hi, Lisa, you look beautiful as always.
Yeah.
Which is like actually a full on Jax line. Like, that's what Jax always says to Lisa, which shows that Brittany is fully has given herself over to being Jax for the rest of her life.
Jaxed forever.
Jaxed forever. Yeah.
So Brittany's like, well, I just wanted to say, Lisa, I'm sorry that I spoke my mind. I never tried. And Sheena's like, I guess you guys should talk. And Lisa grabs her head and she just pushes her down. She just pushes her down. That. And then you never see Sheena again. Like, Sheena literally just crawled off.
Sheena, I'm pushing you in my bag. There you go. She's in the bed box.
Pop goes to Sheena.
Nicolene said we must sacrifice the virgin. This is the closest I have. Sheena, get in the box. I'm taking you to Nicolene. You'll be fine.
The only virgin I could find here was someone who hasn't had ear sex. It was Sheena.
Nicolene says we have to sacrifice an emu and put its feathers on the wall. Sheena's the closest that I can find. Sheena, into the box, Sheena. There's a toy there.
So Brittany blabs on. She's like, well, you know, I just never speak my mind, Lisa. And so when it was, and she starts just getting more hickish and more hickish.
She's just being like, I don't know what even she's trying to do. Because she feels bad that Lisa yelled at her, which I get because I'm like that too. Like, someone yelled at me, they're mad at me. I have to fix this, you know? So she's like, I never speak my mind. And I finally spoke my mind and I like got out of control. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like basically peeing me out of my stomach, you know? It's crazy. Have you ever seen have you ever met Sigourney Weaver? Because she's who I want if I poop out of my stomach too. Anyway, so then Lisa's like, so basically she was saying how Lisa's like, well, you know, but you made it sound like I only make decisions for purely financial reasons, and I consider a lot of things. If I made decisions purely based on financial motives, Jax Taylor would not still be here. How about that? Think about it, Brittany.
And she's like, and then what about when he said, how many times have you fired James? Well, what the fuck has that got to do with him? And I like when Lisa gets all like, My Fair Lady, poor act one, poor person, you know. She's like, yeah, I'll show you what neighborhood I'm from, look up.
Yeah. So then Jax comes by, and he's doing his whole, like, fake, hey, I'm just Jax Taylor. I'm just, like, the sweet, nice guy. He's like, hey, hi, guys. Hey, what's going on? Hey.
He's such a prick. He comes in like this. He's like, hey, Brittany, you okay? Like, oh, you think she needs protection from Lisa Vanderpump? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, you guys are standing at a flower wall. Nothing bad's going to happen. So, yeah, he comes in, and Lisa's saying that Jax has a negative attitude, and Jax is basically saying to Brittany, like, I'm protecting you, you know, which, I don't know, what's he protecting her from? I mean, I don't know, it was a staff
meeting.
He's
an idiot. And then he does it again, which I guess this is his thing now, where he's like, I was protecting my, I saw my girlfriend. I mean, sorry, fiance. It's like, does that give you more power in the world being engaged to somebody? I don't understand how that gives you so much more power than like a single person. Like,
I think what bothers me is like, if he said he was defending her, and some people will say, well, it's just semantics. But if he said, I'm defending you, that's like one thing. But when he says, I'm protecting you, there's something like possessive about it. It's like, it's just like a subtle possessive quality to that language that like asserts the fact that he is the dominant one. She is like the subservient one. And like, she is just now, like, it's just like, it's to me, it shows that he hasn't changed, because he's still going to be that, like, that awful, overbearing person. And she is just going to be like going to be the victim of his whims. And he may be in good behavior right now, but has he changed? I don't think so.
No,
and I'm basing it all on one word.
Well, but also just the way he's acting, and he's still coming up with a total attitude and being a dick to somebody in their own restaurant, you know? So yeah. Obviously, I mean, look, obviously Jax hasn't changed.
Lisa's like, well, there's ways to protect your partner without being negative and rude. I'm sorry. Maybe you haven't learned that skill. Maybe I shall teach it to you. Burn.
Here's how you do it. When you feel like you need to protect your spouse, just do this. Goodbye, Carl!
Goodbye, Carl.
Okay. Goodbye, Carl!
I cannot wait for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay?
So Jax is like, James needs a lot of help, not me. And Lisa's like, I never need your advice on what I should focus on. And Brittany's like, I always thought I could make him look better in other people's eyes, but now that we're engaged, it makes me look worse. I'm like, you are so lost and gone on this situation.
You look just as bad as you did before. Don't worry. Nothing's changed. And if you feel like you look bad, I know what you can do to help it. Get a gigantic perm, okay? I'm talking like a Tina Yothers from Family Ties perm, and put it on top of your head. That's going to help everything, Brittany. I just know it.
A big old perm. She's like, well, I wanted to show Jax that I'm in it for the long haul, so I thought I'd do a sign of permanence by getting the perm.
So Jack's like, I'm just trying to apologize. And Lisa's like, well, I miss the apology. Where was that? And he's like, yeah, I said I'm sorry for my body language. She's like, and your words. And my words. And having your shirt unbuttoned to your fupa. All right, and for having my belly button unbuttoned to my fupa. And for stealing bottles of Vanderpump Sangria from the storeroom. It's like, just list everything he's ever done wrong, please.
Yeah. And Jax is like, I just feel like I'm always treated like old Jax, but like James can just like do anything and get away with it. I'm like, well, you are treated like old Jax because everyone can see that you're still old Jax. That's why.
And you're literally old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jax. You are old, like, Jax. You're old man Jax.
And also, like, yeah, you're also older than James, so you should know better. And also, your issues are that you're, like, a sociopath, whereas James is truly, like, a broken person who is, like, the product of, like, a lot of damage. And so people just still see hope in him. That's why people, like, feel for him.
Not me, but I hear it's out there.
Yeah.
So Brittany's like, Vanderpump dismisses him, and she's like, why she doesn't fire him? I don't know. I guess she's not allowed to.
Yeah, well, because he's on the show, basically.
Yeah, but she should still just get rid of him. Who needs him? No one needs Jax, okay? He's not even cheating on anybody. What's the point?
Yeah, I agree.
So Brittany's like, oh, it's just crazy the way you two go at each other. She's like, well, why should we even go at each other? It's ridiculous. He seeks employment from me. He needs to show some fucking respect.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You're not supposed to be, like, going at each other with your boss.
To prove my point, I shall be coming out with Pumpa Cheese Beer.
Yeah. I feel like Lisa Vanderpump's version of like beer cheese is probably gonna be like Chevre with rosé in it, and it's like no beer in it at all. Just like very foofy and
rose,
like, odd.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
That actually kind of sounds good. So Katie's,
possibly.
Like
red wine cheese.
Okay. So here we go back to Katie's normal, sitting on the middle of that couch under that terrible Bubba,
that
sign.
Stupid Bubba art. Ariana comes over wearing the Inside Out Jax sweatshirt, which I think is a bad omen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, gross. And
Taco
so
Bell.
Katie's like, God, everyone's an hour late. And Ariana's like, I thought I was going to be the first one here. Like, how many times has Ariana just gotten stuck talking to Katie? It's like, how late do I have to be to not get stuck here talking to fucking Katie?
Well, why do you think they're all late? Because no one wants to be the first one there stuck talking to Katie. I'm like, I just want to, like, wait for one other person to be there first. So they all they all played chicken, basically, and Ariana's the one who's like, I think an hour, that's enough time that people have shown up. And she's like, ugh, no.
And so Katie, of course, wastes no time. She doesn't care if the whole cast is there. She'll just start shit while no one's there. She's like, well, yeah, you missed Jax because he came over here freaking out that, like, Brittany was freaking out. Like,
yeah. Yeah, apparently Jax was yelling about Lisa and how, like, everyone's doubting that he's really changed and that he's been saying things like, we're getting married, everyone deal with it. And so Katie goes, bro, you have 11 months till your wedding? Like, chill the fuck out. I'm like, Katie... Katie, yeah, we watched an entire season of you being crazy, okay? You think we forgot about the tea towels? You think we forgot about the wooden stump chargers? Okay, you think we forgot about the Wednesday wedding? No, we did not.
Yeah, we did not, ma'am. And Ariana's like, I'm not doing this for another year, okay? How many seasons do we have to fucking do this, okay? I'm not doing this. And Katie... Yeah. Okay. So then the girls arrive. Let's just get to that. So the girls start coming in and Lala's like, what's the point of this again, real quick?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? And she's like, so everyone can forget about whoever James Kennedy is.
Yeah. Yeah. Brittany. So they're making their flyer. And while they're doing that, Tom Sandoval heads over to the studio for James's recording and he's brought his trumpet. For real. And James is like, you know, it's really annoying because, you know, Lala shows up to coffee in a Rolls Royce, but I'm paying for the studio out of pocket. And if she's not going to come, she should say so. And I actually was like, he's right.
Yeah, that is, I was a dick
move. That made me so angry right there. That was a dick move.
Yeah, Lala is officially brainwashed and done. I'm sick of this shit. Okay. And it only gets worse as this episode goes on. So the girls are like, oh, well, how do we know that people are going to come to this and we're not going to look stupid? And Katie's like, they're going to have like 5 banging chicks to come see. And I was like, oh God. Oh God, Katie. Good Lord. Yeah. Sign me up.
She's like, we can dress like we're at a spa. I'm like, oh my God. Like, So James, meanwhile, is like so mad at Lala and he's talking about how she's just like totally influenced and manipulated. Hashtag fiddled by Katie. And he's just like, all these girls are followers. They're all banding together and following each other like chicks on a duck. Just that's what they are. Who's the duck? Who's the duck right now? Chicks following a duck. Who's the duck? Who's the duck? Who's the duck? Who's
duck,
the duck,
duck, goose. Duck, duck, goose. Right? Duck, duck, goose. It's like, yeah.
Good old duck.
I love that nursery rhyme slamming, yeah. James.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's right, of course. And this is going to kill this show. Nobody wants to see Ariana and Lala kissing the witch's asses, okay? We're used to it from
transitional,
Cena, but
it's just a transitional moment. It's going to fall apart. We know it will fall apart.
It better, because I'm not having this Katie is the new boss of everybody, okay? I'm not here for this.
No. No, it's not. The problem is that Stassi is happy right now, so she's not paying attention that Katie's trying to take the reins. But once Stassi becomes like a little unhappy, she's going to put all her girls in check. They're all going to become evil again. And then like outwardly evil. And then there'll be more fighting again.
Yeah. Hopefully. So Lala is like, what are we going to name our baby this night? And Katie's like, I was thinking about girls' night in. Then we can wear jogging pants and elastic, you know, waists.
Yeah.
Of course, Katie's like, let's have a night we can wear our fucking pajamas, okay?
Yeah. So they're doing the flyer, and Lala takes off her top to pose their boobs out. And she's like, if you don't think I'm going to take my tits out for a good cause, you're out of your mind. I'm like, now, what is the good cause again? Are we saving something? Is there a charity involved? Oh, it's just a night out at Sir. It's a promotion for a night at Sir. Okay.
I mean, in her defense, I think they still would have the starving children in Africa, you know, commercials if it was like starving children and then Lala just like showing her tits to everybody. It's like, that solved it. It's like, for a nickel a week, Lala will show her tits to starving children, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's fix this world.
So then they settle down and then they back onto the couches and it's like back into like proper business of like talking about people. And Katie's like, whoa, Britt, like, what's up with Jax? He, like, came in here. He was, like, freaking out. He needs to, like, chill out. And Brittany's like, you know, when are people going to believe that we are happy? You know, I'm not going to do this right now. I'm not going to do this right now. Brittany, is that cheese coming out of your stomach right now? Oh, my God. I'm like, it's happening. I'm pooping out of my stomach.
Get him blow.
Brittany, there's a chewed up Charleston chew on the floor. Oh, and stomach lining. She's like, damn it. So she gets out and freaks out, and they're like, oh, what? And she starts jumping up and down. She's like, this. And then she leaves like, I'm not doing this anymore. And I love that Brittany's finally doing what we've wanted her to do, which is become a screaming, screeching hick diva.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what I've been waiting for from the beginning. So I'm certainly not going to sit here and complain about it. You go,
yeah,
girl.
She's just like straddling a fire door in this like gross hallway and just yelling,
not my relationship. Yeah. I'm not going to do this anymore.
And then Sheena's like, yeah, but she talks to this. She's not mad at anyone. She's having a really bad day. And Katie's like, yeah, sounds like it could be some relationship shit. I mean, I would be upset too if I was marrying Jax. It's like Katie is doing exactly what Brittany was accusing her of doing. Katie's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Jax comes in and he's like, I don't know what to do. She's going crazy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, God. He's like, and then Brittany's having a fit upstairs or whatever. It's like, you know what? You can't marry Jax and then get upset that everyone's like, why would you marry Jax? Okay.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah, so then Jax is like, what's going on? And she's like, these are supposed to be my friends. And she's like, I just feel like I'm constantly trying to keep the peace between you and Lisa and you and Katie. And everyone's doubting me. And Jax is like, I was defending you. You know?
Yeah. So I'm trying to keep peace between you, Sunglasses Hut, Lisa. I just can't keep up anymore. She's like, where's my purse? Jax is just robbing her. Okay, yeah. So Spicer Sturgis, what's that? Oh, God, the acting coach.
Yeah. So now Lala and Sheena go to Shannon, the acting coach. It's Lala's acting coach. And, you know, there's like a moment of like, Sheena Shannon. You know, and this woman's like, tongue twisters are wonderful. We actually love tongue twisters here.
And Sheena's like, I'm dusting off my acting chops. I haven't been to class in a long time. I prefer cold reads.
I prefer to have as bad a performance as possible. So
they have to improvise, I guess, whatever scene. And Sheena's like, I've been doing the best I can. Like, first I get divorced, and then I get in another relationship, and that goes to shit. They're like, that's just you.
Yeah, she's like, just like, calling upon her interview quotes. She's also, Sheena's like really excited to get back into acting because she had something she wanted to pursue and she had fallen out of it, but now she rehired her manager and we see her talking to her new managers and she's like, well, you know what? I'm 33 now, but I still feel like I can play college. They're like, or young mom, maybe. She's like,
I'm Sheena from Arena.
Sheena Arena, not to be confused with Tina Arena.
So this teacher has me pretty much, well, first Lala, you know, Sheena's doing her acting as herself, and Lala's like, she's so vain, she can't be anybody but Sheena. Like, as an actor, I really want to put on any other role than Lala. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're really stretching there, Meryl.
Yeah. I also want to point out that I just picked my nose. I'm like, oh, we are recording this, aren't we? Congratulations, everyone. You just saw me pick my nose.
Ben Boogers. So the lady's like, just start improvising orgasms. I'm like, that is so LA. Are you paying for this? Like, you guys are paying to get this acting teacher off.
Yeah, exactly. So Lala is basically like, I just came skew skew fiddle fiddle.
She's like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. Her orgasm is like,
and then it's Sheena's turn and she's like,
okay.
Rob can come in 7 minutes or less.
My first thought was, you know, this is such a ripoff of an acting class. I mean, but then I thought, well, she taught Lala well.
Yeah.
Worked for Lala. Who am I to judge?
I think I'll have one of each of the prime orgasms.
And Lala's like, that made my ass sweat. So over at Katie's, Stassi finally comes in. Oh, it's a different time. So Tom is like mixing shit, which is hilarious that Tom number two is acting like he's actually doing something for this restaurant.
Yeah. So yeah, so Stassi comes in. Tom's like, "Oh, I feel a cool breeze. Is that the Arctic chill? Oh, it's just you, Stassi. Ah." Stassi's like, "Yeah, thanks." So Katie's like steaming robes, which I feel like is her hobby. I feel like she spends like most of her time off camera just steaming things. Steaming robes,
yeah.
And so Katie's talking about how she just wants like girls' night in to be successful and just to make everyone happy. That's all she wants. It doesn't come from a vindictive place of just wanting James to feel like shit, like the world has moved on without him. That's all. So we learn that Billy, this is where it gets good. So we learn that Billy, this is Billy's famous tweets, where Billy had tweeted out the night before, "When your coworkers don't include the only trans girl in girls' night at your own job on the night you work, #RudeAF, #TransIsBeautiful.
Okay, so for those of you who didn't read these tweets, okay, so that's how they started, and then it just became, you should have read these threads. I mean, people were going crazy on these threads, and I know because I read them till like 4 a.m, like semi-giggling, I'm not gonna lie, because I was like, I missed Vanderpump Rules so much, and it was so good to read all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And Sheena had replied to one of them. She's like, "Don't feel bad, I wasn't included either." But I'm not sure what she was talking about, because she was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was there.
So, at the planning party? Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was.
We just Billy, talked
about it 2 minutes
this
ago.
This is basically like, Billy. I mean, I have sympathy of Billy feeling like she was left out as a child. I mean, Lord knows I bring that shit up all the time on this podcast about things that trigger those sort of like childhood insecurities, whatever. But you have to realize they're your insecurities, girl. And like, you have a lot of entitlement, because I think the hidden subtext here is like, I'm a cast member and they didn't include me in this thing. And she is using it as like, I was a trans person, I was excluded. And yeah, look at the tweet now. She's not saying that they were being transphobic, but it certainly implies that.
Of course,
you can't deny that she's implying that, like, you don't include the only trans girl in girls' night. That implies that they're being transphobic. It's like, no, I think they just didn't include you because you just came for them 2 days ago at brunch with Billy. And by the way, why didn't you invite Katie and Sheena and Lala and Ariana to be part of that either? You know, it's like, because it just wasn't that – this was your event, and that's fine, and this is their event, and like, that's just the way it is.
Here's how I'm looking at it. There's a lot of assholery going on here. Okay, Billy leads aside for now because it goes on the rest of the episode. Katie's like, how could she tweet that? Because I didn't think for a minute she wouldn't be there. You know, like, of course I expect her to be there. And then they show a clip of this girls' meeting where Ariana's like, don't you think we should invite Billy Lee to this because it's girls' night? And Katie's like, well, she's welcome to be there, but I don't need her help. Like, being all bitchy. Now, I don't know if that's transphobic, but she's basically keeping her out because she doesn't like her. And she was really bitchy about her. So for Katie to act all innocent. And then Ariana did bring it up, but, you know, I don't think it would have killed anybody to be sensitive and be like, but don't you think that's going to hurt her feelings? She's the only trans girl at work and we're not including her on this thing.
But here's the thing, though. She's not the only trans... Well, not... no, she is the only trans girl at work, but she's not the only girl at work. She's not, I mean, like, that's the thing that bothers me about this, which is, and you know me, I'm like Mr. FOMO. I suffer from it. Like, if I were Billy Lee, I for sure would have been like, oh my God, I would have felt very left out as well. I'm not blaming Billy Lee for feeling left out. I think, though, that she, you know, she did elevate this to like a discussion about transphobia. And I don't think that's what was going on here. I think she's bringing that to the table because of her own insecurities. But this was not a transphobic moment. Like, sometimes people may not want to hang out with you, not because you're trans, but maybe because you're just like a shitster. And people are like, I don't want to deal with this. Or maybe it's like, I've known these girls a lot longer than I've known Billy Lee, so I want to hang out with them.
You know,
and I'm not saying the exclusion is wrong necessarily, but I'm just saying this was not a transphobic moment. And she's trying to elevate it to that. And it's like, no, it's not that.
Yeah, it's annoying. You know, I see what you're saying, but I think that and I guess we should just talk about it when it happens, but I think that there's, you know, it might not have been transphobic, but it wouldn't have killed people to have, like, a little sensitivity, you know?
Sensitivity about what?
Just like Katie, instead of being such a bitch about it, when Ariana said include her, why wouldn't she think, like, you know, maybe I'm not liking this girl right now, but this is, like, a moment where we're all supposed to be coming together. She is a part of the cast, and maybe I should be cool so she doesn't feel left out when I know that she's super sensitive. But, of course, that's asking a lot
from
Katie.
I don't know. I believe it or not, I don't think that that has to be on Katie. Like, you know, because here's the thing also, by the way, which is that there's part of it is, like, you know what? Like, you don't want to make someone, like, sometimes people just want to be viewed as themselves, right? Like, not like Billy Lee, the trans person, or so-and-so, the black person, or so-and-so, the gay person. And so, like, you know, I can also just imagine being like, no, this is like, I'm not going to, it's almost like by including her, there's also something being like, oh, look here, it's a trans person. So it could have backfired the other way too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Like, pandering.
There could have been something very condescending about
it. Well, I guess my problem is that Katie is the boss of everything. Like, if Ariana says, why don't we include Billy Lee? Why can't everyone else be like, yeah, let's just include Billy Lee? Why is it Katie?
But she didn't say,
it's my night and this is my thing. And it's like,
she said, can we invite Billy Lee? I said, we should invite Billy Lee, which is different. And I don't know. I just didn't think it was so bad that Katie was like, I don't even remember Katie saying like, well, but I don't need the help. I mean,
they showed it in a flashback where she's like, she's welcome to come. Everyone's welcome to come, but I don't need her help.
Which I think is fine. I would say the same thing. I'm like, because also, like, you know, when you're planning something, like, how many, like, you know, when you start adding too many people, you're like, oh my God, and they're going to want to say this. And also, like,
no, she's just adding her little best friends, because Katie has always been where it's always them, you know.
And why
there's
not?
A new girl, they're a whore, or they're this or that, like they do to every other girl, because I don't like it. I don't like when housewives do it either, where they just start this, like, oh, we're just going to shoot with who we want and try and, like, get that person shut out. You know, it's like beyond the trans thing, it's Katie trying to control shooting by getting James thrown off the show and, like, trapping him when she knows he's going to say something monstrous to her. And then she wins that one and then has to rub it in by having this other night on his night and then exclude somebody that was on James' team. You know what I mean? It's like, it's this overall thing of Katie trying to control everything when the bitch doesn't even do anything on TV. Like, she's terrible. Like, why is she?
I mean, I don't think that, well, okay. So I think even if what you're saying is true, which there's probably parts of it that are true, like, I mean, she just got into a fight with Billy Lee, like, the day before, 2 days before. So, of course, she's going to be like, no thanks.
Yeah, but
so
she got
I'm like,
into
okay.
a fight with Billy Lee about something that she's fucking started by going to that place and starting shit with James all the time.
Yeah, but I still – so even still, I'd be like, well, I don't want that person. But also, sometimes in life, there are, like, people – I mean, here, let's keep it real. Sometimes when you are, like – you know, there's certain friends in life who, like, are the friends that you make your plans with, and there's certain friends that you add onto the plans. You don't actually make the plans with them, you know? That's just the way it is in life. And that's the way Billy Lee is to Katie. And I just think that it's – I just don't think it's the biggest crime. And I think that Katie has exhibited way worse examples of excluding people. I think, like, what's worse is, like, hosting having a party and then not inviting someone, or making someone disinviting someone, or saying you're not allowed to hang out with us, which I think is different than, like, we are throwing this thing and yeah, she's welcome to come, but this is like our idea. Like, we don't automatically have to invite Billy Lee. Like, we didn't invite this person or that person. In fact, Stassi wasn't even part of it, right? It was
there. She doesn't work there.
Yeah, Stassi and Chris. But the point was that there's, like, you know, I don't know. I just think it's, like, not a big deal. I mean, there are a lot of people who work at Sir that were not part of the committee.
Well, it was funny when Billy Lee's telling the hostesses, it's girls' night and I wasn't invited. And they're like, oh, we're all girls who work here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, Billy, you're complaining to women.
I'm not even getting into the whole Billy Lee thing at this point. I'm just saying my overarching thing with Katie is just that she excludes people, and she's an asshole, and she does it to people that she doesn't want to film with, and she tries to keep the cast how she wants it, and it just makes me crazy. I don't know that it was transphobic. I think it was Billy-phobic.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't like Billy.
Yeah, I think she doesn't like Billy. And yeah, there's always, like, bitchery when it comes to Katie. But I think that Billy then really took her to a place that was like, like above and beyond in terms of like, oh, you're gonna do that. You're gonna make trans people like, you're gonna make people think that now all trans people are super sensitive. And the moment you don't, it's like, oh, like not like, I think sometimes Billy Lee, people just don't like you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's getting there. And then Katie's like, since she's told her story, I've had nothing but compassion and support for her. And then they show proof of Katie's compassion and support by standing in the back with her camera phone going, yeah, girl, when Billy Lee was giving her speech at Gay Pride.
That was funny. That was some very self-serving memories there. Yeah. So then, like, all in the back of the crowd.
Yeah, so then we cut to Sheena and Lala, who are talking about it. And Sheena's like, well, I don't like what I saw on social, okay? It's not about you being trans. And Lala's like, the fact that someone would take that to the streets. I'm like, Lala, shut up, Lala.
Well, Lala, but apparently Lala and Billy Lee have had issues, because Lala says that over the past year, Billy has been like rude and stirred the pot. Remember, Billy Lee came on at the reunion last season and I was like going off on them as well. So like they all are like, fuck this Billy Lee, you know, like, so they all don't like her very much. And I mean, let's not forget also that shot that they showed right at the beginning of the season when Billy Lee is like, no phone to work. It's like, I don't think I would invite someone like that either to help me throw a party.
Tom number two is like, well, if she's upset, it's totally relatable, but reach out, you know, just reach out and try and talk. I'm like, to Katie. And then Katie's like, well, you know, look, it's clear. The only people tagged were the people who helped me, and she was on the schedule, so I knew she'd be there. The end. Which is just so bitchy of Katie, because they showed a clip of Katie being like, I don't need her help.
I don't know. I just don't think it's like the biggest. I think like of Katie's, like Katie's done a lot of awful things. I just don't think this is the worst thing. I think that like Billy Lee.
I don't
Lee,
think it's the worst thing. I think it's just another in a string.
But I think that Billy Lee has like deep insecurities about certain things and like trauma and this and that. And like this is like Billy Lee's stuff to sort out. And she's putting it all on Katie. And like ultimately it's like it just comes down to the fact that Billy Lee wasn't tagged in that Instagram photo. And I just don't, it's like, it just seems so like over the top.
Yeah, I hear you. So Katie is logging into the computer, which is my favorite thing Katie does at work when she logs in. Yeah. She's like, it cracks me up every time I see Katie logging into a squirrel. I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Her squirrel game is lacking. There, I said it.
I like to think of Katie actually trying to log into a real squirrel. Like she like found a squirrel on the street and just like punching.
Brittany.
Yeah. Hey, I can't get this. I can't log into this squirrel, and it keeps biting me too. I think it's gonna poop out of its stomach.
So Peter comes up, and he's also got his shirt buttoned down. You know what, guys? This is getting sad now. Okay, you look like the two wild and crazy guys from SNL, like in the '70s. Like, stop. So he comes in. He's like, "Oh, Katie, did you notice he talked like that?" He's like, "Katie." She's like, what? He's like, so is this just like a response to see you next Tuesday? Because James is here also on, he's here on Tuesday, but he's also here on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So what are you going to work now? And she's like, it's not about him. It just happens to be on his night and run by a bunch of see you next Tuesdays. So whatever. It's going to be a good thing. And he's like, oh, okay, great. And I like that the management is pushing back on Katie. The management's all pissed.
Yeah. No, it's I just like it. I just like that Peter's fucking with people. So yeah, the whole place is packed. There's like a masseuse. There's a new DJ, DJ Mickey, who's like this like older dude who's like, hey, who let the dogs out? Woof woof woof. Am I right, everyone? Let's play it right now. Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing how packed this is. I'm like, oh really? Are you gonna compare this to something James does every week? To something that you fools went on Instagram and promoted. There's five of you.
Like once. Yeah.
Yeah. And you did it one time. And it's one on time, a night. Right? People are already used to going there for James.
Exactly. I mean, like, I think James is right. Like, he's like, it's not that simple. You think you just got to change the signs and then, like, you're going to take all the credit. People are going there expecting to see me, which is sort of true, you know? But it also, like, they are, like, famous in their own right. And so, of course, like, they promote the hell out of it that they're all going to be there. So, of course, everyone's going to show up. Yeah. And Ariana shows up. Ariana's just, like, clearly not happy to be there. She's, like, toting a giant box. She's like, excuse me, I'm trying to like feel what it's like to be pregnant and I hate it so far. Excuse me.
I just think it's so funny that Lisa walks in. She's like, oh, a success. Yeah, that's why you have a show about people working at a restaurant. It's like a brilliant idea that people actually show up to work at the restaurant to get customers in there. Like, wasn't that the whole point of this show, people?
So meanwhile, James and Raquel are at home with Tom Sandoval, and Raquel's just like pondering the weighty questions in life, like, is every Tuesday going to be girls' night in? And if there are four Tuesdays in a month and five girls host girls' night in, how many girls host per month?
She just falls asleep.
Oh, well, off to the Winnie the Pooh room for me.
So Tom's like, yeah, I'm just here to support you. Oh, got a text. It's the most amazing night they've ever had there. Whoa, there's more people there than have ever been in one restaurant before. Whoa, they had to expand the restaurant, already built it. Huge. The girls are never coming home.
Yeah, way to support.
And James is the most mad about the flyer, okay? Which cracks me up because that was James's big thing when he got his night. He's like, Lisa, I promise you, I won't be naughty on this night. I made flyers. And then it's like him running all over West Hollywood like, hey, mate, I've got a flyer. Like, he attributes all of his success to a fucking flyer, and I love it.
I'm excited for his new DJ night. WBNTN. Won't be naughty this night with DJ James Kennedy. So, yeah, Lisa's there eating. Now Lisa's in a booth eating with the maestro, Nick Alain, and with Ken and some lady. And she's just, like, all happy. And now Billy arrives. And, you know, Lisa thinks everything's great at the restaurant, but little does she realize that there's a disaster that's brewing as Billy shows up there.
Yeah, she's like, hi, Rachel. And Rachel's like, oh my god, look at your boobs. Did they get bigger? And she goes, yeah.
And then Sammy shows up. She's like, oh, like, it's just like so rude. Like, they made a poster and like, I mean, like, I didn't know about the poster and I was like totally left out. And like, it's just like not nice. Anyway, bye guys. See you never. I'm like, what are, like, Rachel and Sammy, I mean, last time I checked, Rachel and Sammy haven't been invited to anything. Where was Ellie? Where was Vale?
Also, I wonder how this played when she wasn't invited to Watch What Happens the other day when all the girls were. Because they had all the girls from Vanderpump Rules on and not Billy Lee. I'm wondering if that was a thing, too.
I'm sure that was a thing. I mean, I'm surprised that Billy Lee didn't pop off about that, for sure.
Yeah, so she's like, well, I didn't plan any of this. I wasn't included. Katie left me up, blah, 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 like you just said. And then we get the story of when she was a kid, she wasn't allowed to go to girls' things. And then they show Billy Lee as a kid, and she's like, doink! Like, her eyes are, like, huge, and it's so cute. Because I love when people just have pop eyes forever. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you watch these shows, and people, when their eyes are bugging out, you're like, uh-oh, maybe it's Botox, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's high blood pressure. But then maybe it's like, Maybelline. Oh, no. Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like, can I get some service over here, please? She's like, oh my god, Billy, Ariana, you look amazing. And then she takes Ariana to Billy Lee, and she's like, oh my god, your pips, you look amazing. Do you want to hear me do my orgasm?
Ariana and Sheena are complimenting Billy on her look, and Billy's like, oh, I'm just like really emotional, you know, I'm just emotional. And then like, well, you know, we didn't want you to feel excluded. She's like, but I was excluded. Why are you leaving out the one trans woman? I'm like,
and then Sheena goes, this has become a thing, which is her new thing. She said that like 5 times. And Ariana's like, look, you and Katie have personal things. And I get that. But also I get that your feelings are hurt. And she tells us, like, I get it, but they also had an altercation at brunch, and, like, if I was mad at someone, I wouldn't invite him either.
Yeah. And then, so Billy is just like, hashtag trans is beautiful because hashtag trans is beautiful. I'm like, that, yes, of course, totally agreed, but that's, like, not what this was about. I'm sorry. Like, you are bringing, like, you are, like, this was just about women being bitches to you, but it wasn't that they were being transphobic.
So Katie comes up and she's like, oh, how could you leave out the one trans person? Katie's like, stop making it about that. I literally had 4 days to get things together. Okay. So I asked her to do this. And she goes, well, thanks for asking me to do things. Thanks for leaving me out of that. She's like, stop making it something it's not. And Sheena's like, the problem is on social media, you put hashtags. Okay. None of them were OOTD. I'm like, who are you? I have to date now. And Billy Lee, so they fight about the hashtag. And then Katie's like, yeah, but you understand that insinuating I'm a discriminatory person, that is the grossest extrapolation ever. Which I love. I love a Katie stumble on a big word.
You could see, like, she was so proud of herself for getting out, like, three different words that were three syllables or more. She's like, I did it. It was like she was expecting, like, I could hear, like, the Super Mario Brothers applause, like, when you, like, do, like, a certain, like, combo in Super Mario Brothers and then everyone applauds.
The little cloud comes down with a fishing pole to try and help her out. It's like, throws her a word, throws her a syllable.
Yeah, exactly. And so Billy's like, I'm coming from a place where I'm a trans woman and you're making a girl's night and you never once included me?
Okay, now this is where, and Katie's like, fuck you for perpetuating this shit. How dare you, you know? And then Sheena's like, well, it's all of our parties because we're all girls. And she's like, it's cis privilege. That is cis privilege. That is cis privilege. And Katie's like, oh, she said cis privilege. She's so mad. And then Ariana's like, no one listens to me. Oi!
I liked Lala's response. I don't know, skew, what it means, but if it came out of Billy's mouth, I know it's fucked up.
Yeah. Lala's like, fuck her. What is cis privilege?
Now, what is cis privilege?
I don't have a sister either, bitch. They're like, that's not what it means. Okay. Okay. Now, here's where, you know, no matter whether it's trans, I don't think it was transphobic at the start, but here's where you'd say, look, I get it. I was thinking I was mad at you, so I'm not going to invite you to this brunch thing because you fucking annoyed me the other day when you came to our table. It wasn't because you were trans. I can see now that, of course, coming from a trans place, you've always felt left out, and I can see how you would be sensitive. And I'm sorry. Like, now, you see what I mean? Like, all she has to say is like, oh, I see how you would be more sensitive to it because of that. I wasn't thinking of it like that. Sorry.
Yeah.
But instead,
I don't know. I could see myself ultimately saying that. I actually don't think that if someone went on Twitter and like heavily implied that I was transphobic and then was liking like other people's comments that were saying that I was transphobic and then like this person like then is like saying that I have cis privilege and that like, you know, like again, continuing to imply that I'm transphobic at the event that I'm throwing, I don't think I would actually have like the calmness of mind to be like, you know what, like to have the awareness, like maybe afterwards I would think about it, but I would just be like, this is out of control and they're trying to start with me and this is my event, you know?
Yeah. So Katie checks in with Lisa and Lisa's like, whoa, what a girls' night. So many girls dancing on bars. I have a feeling Broken Bird Fix Repair will be open in the morning, eh? It's a win for everyone. And she's like, it's a success. Do you want to do it every Tuesday? And Katie's like, what? Every Tuesday? No, this shit is hard. And she's like, well, you got James fired from every Tuesday, so... Katie's like, gross, we're doing this one time to prove a point, and I'm never coming back here again, okay?
At which point, Kristen then starts, like, running laps around the interview room. Just, it sort of was like a... it looked like someone was on fire, like, with invisible flames. She's like, yeah, I won. James is gone, bitch.
Then when she sat back down in the interview room, she did this. She went... Like, she literally did what we do. Like, she jerked her shoulders and, like, rumbled up her head like a big twitch. So good. She's like, it feels so good. I won. I'm like, you're such an idiot. Congratulations. You got a busboy fired. Like,
and then we see...
Aim higher.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, Katie's on the bar serving out shots. She looks like she's the girl from The Ring who's just crawled out of the well and is, like, now being like, shots. Who wants shots? Who wants shots?
So then Tom is listening back to his horn and he's like, no, that wasn't good. But he's listening with that little smile on his face like, nailed it. And then then we get a close up of Peter coding hard cash. He's like, success.
Yeah. So now Billy goes over to Lisa's table and she starts like pleading her case to Lisa. And she's like, I wasn't included in the planning. I didn't even know about the event until Katie posted it. And I wasn't tagged originally. And my feelings were, like, really hurt. I'm like, well, that's fine. I think you're, of course, everyone's entitled to have their feelings hurt. And,
she did say, I know I'm coming from a trans place, but...
I'm not being included in things, feelings. Which is fine. Yeah. But this is, like, girls' night at my job, and I wasn't included at all. Which, again, totally fine. I don't have any issues with her saying any of that stuff. And then she's like, that's my fucking pronoun. I fought for that pronoun. And you're not going to invite me to the girls' night or to include me at all.
And Lisa's like, but you are here. She's like, I'm confused. Are we back on the ship? Has Scotty beamed me up? We're both women and we're both here. She's like, but I wasn't dashed.
This is what we said last season, which is like, Billy, you have fought to become a girl, and now you're going to deal with mean girl shit the way so many girls do.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You fought for that pronoun, and now you are getting the full ramifications of it.
So then Vanderpump does what I think the other girls should have done, which is like, I hear you. You've been fighting for so long and endured so much bigotry, and I get that. But that's a separate issue, darling. You know, this is different.
Yeah, it is.
I think if the girls had said that, it would have been different, is what I'm saying. So I think Vanderpump handled it the right way. And
but Vanderpump also wasn't being attacked, so it was easier for her to have, like, the way we are, it's easier to have, like, a more, like a better perspective about it if you are not the one that is being, like, accused across social media.
I'm not going to, like, I can't with Katie. Katie has done enough attacking on her own that I'm not going to be like, oh, poor Katie was attacked.
It's not about poor Katie. It's about, like, Billy Lee taking it to a really extra place
so
she should just, if Billy Lee went onto Twitter and was like, these fucking bitches, it's like all the women in the cast except for me are doing something, these are bitches, hey, more power to you.
She's like, look, they've been supportive of you, as has the restaurant. And Billy Lee's like, well, she's always crying about her weight like some victim. And, you know, I can't stop being trans, but she can put down the food.
I was like, whoa. I was like, no, that was hilarious.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, that was hilarious. That's good.
I was like, damn.
And even Lisa's like, oh. That's in front of Nick Elaine.
Lisa goes, oh, for God's sake. I'm not going to hear this nonsense.
Well, she pulls her fat card, I'm gonna pull my trans card.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really the same. I don't think Katie was ever like, Billy Lee left me out of brunch because she's fat phobic or whatever. And Katie's not even fat. I have to say, this storyline of Katie being fat is fucking hilarious. Like, especially when they show Katie coming into these tight clothes and she looks great. Like, what is the big deal? It's the craziest fight ever.
Yeah.
I'll show you fat. Come over.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that. It feels so weird having serious discussions on Vanderpump Rules.
It didn't feel that serious to me. It just felt like this bitch is trying to have a moment, and she's trying to elevate herself and like turn this into like, you just didn't get invited to a party, okay? It was not a discriminatory moment. It was like they were being mean girls, yes, and you got the brunt of that because that's, you know. And that's just that.
Well, if you ever want me to stand up against or stand up for your cause, go against Katie, and I will be there for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Because there is no rhyme or reason to it, but I will stand up for Billy Lee now for going against Katie. Because fuck Katie, and she's mean. She's a jerk.
Yeah. No, Katie's terrible.
I don't care if it was transphobic or not. Katie is a fucking asshole to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's so I'm sick of everybody listening to her.
I just get annoyed when people have arguments and they conflate two issues together, and then they're like not arguing about, like, one person's arguing about one thing, one person's arguing about something else, and they're like you guys are arguing about two different things. You don't realize, and that's what drives me nuts. So it's like, you know, and Billy Lee, I think, totally did that.
Well, that brings us to the end of that. Do you want to do some mailbag?
Yeah, since we're going to be traveling later this week, we're going to do some mailbag today. So here is the Crappens mailbag. You can write in questions, and we will we'll answer them here on the air. It's on Patreon, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. So Alejandro M. has a very simple question. Rank the below guys all seasons by attractiveness and competency. Which one do you prefer?
Rick, which guys? You broke up a little.
Below deck guys.
Oh, and hotness?
By attractiveness and competency. I mean, I'm not even going to competency.
Those are such different things.
I know. So by attractiveness, I'm trying to remember all of them. I don't know the season one guys as well. I think obviously Kelly is number one.
Kelly's number one for me. Love him.
Love that Kelly.
I think it also is unfair because he has a dick pic. So it's like there, it gives you something else to be like, oh yeah, nice work.
Well, it just means the others will have to release theirs.
Yeah. Kelly.
I mean, I did think, I mean, Bruno is sort of annoying, but he was attractive. I did think he had a great body. So I'll put Bruno as number two for attractive.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his attraction wise, just because he's too like six packy, but skinny, like too, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't into that. But yeah. You can see him in porn now if you'd like to as well, mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
The gay guy. Sorry to call him the gay guy because that's rude of me.
The guy who actually was in porn?
Yeah, he's adorable.
Yeah, I guess he's like a good number three. I feel like there are some other like good-looking guys. I think Ross is actually really cute. I like Ross.
I think – I don't know. I'm not really into the guys this year. Who else?
It sort of just like drops off after that. Then it's sort of like you get like – I don't know. I'm trying to think of like Below Deck Med guys. You have like this, like sort of like this mid tier. You have like Danny and Nico and.
Oh, Nico's hot. Yeah, I'll give Nico a place up there. I think Nico's legit hot. He's cute.
There was that guy, Eddie. Eddie was sort of cute. Like, he became a dick. He became a dick.
The guy from Family Ties, Eddie. Alex.
Yeah. Well, there was that. I mean, it's so funny. There's so many of these yacht guys who come through this show. I'm trying to think of was there any hot chefs? Oh, there was that tall chef last season. He was like that. He was like a bear. He was attractive.
The one that in a
husky bear way.
The bald one? The guy that
No, the guy who made things like chicken salad every single time.
Oh yeah, who was that? Okay, I'm out of hot guys on Below Deck. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's basically just like Eddie. Eddie's on top.
Yeah.
So yeah, Eddie. Lori says
no. If Wong... Eddie's not on top. Kelly's on top.
I'm Kelly. I meant Kelly.
I was like, that's I didn't pick Eddie.
Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think because I mean, Ashton is oddly enough, even though Ashton has a nice body, it doesn't do much for me.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? Right.
Lori, she asks, if Wonky Eye and Andy Cohen decides to bring back one Bravo show. Oh, I think we did.
Did do this one, and it's what show would we bring back? But I have to say, I do apologize because we chose so many shows, and we didn't pick Ladies of London. And somebody put on Twitter, "I'm gutted."
Yeah, Ladies of London. It's like because it's weird because Ladies of London had three seasons, so sometimes it doesn't. We sometimes go to the ones that only have like one season, like Flash in the Pans. So they had a full three seasons, so it's easy to forget. But yeah, Ladies of London totally needs to come back.
So is there anything else on there?
Oh, there's plenty. How about Dash Cat says, "Hi, lovely lads. I'd like to issue you both a challenge of nuance. Ooh. Please enact a scenario wherein Kristen from Vanderpump Rules, Leanne Locken, and Countess Luann are trapped in an elevator on their way to the Bravo upfronts. Bonus points if they get rescued by Erica Jane, Tom Sandoval, and Toya."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. So Kristen, I think, will just be standing there because she really only likes talking to her friends. So I think she'll be standing there in front of the things, watching the numbers go up on the elevator going, hug, hug.
And I think like when it like stops, she is the one that totally like jams her finger into a button over and over again. Well, I want it open, open, pound, 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 open. And then Leanne would be like, out of my way. Here's how you got to do this. You look that elevator in the eye and go, bam, open up. Oh, it didn't work this time.
This elevator is about as useful as a screen door on a submarine. All right, here's what that means. # Southern Sayings. That means it's useless, okay? And Luann would be like, speaking of hashtags, Countess and friends, we're now charging $973 per ticket.
I mean, would you believe it, girls? I have a cabaret performance at the top of this building, and I'm stuck in here with you. What are we going to do? Can we get a microphone in here? Could they drop a microphone in? Because I could sing from anywhere. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And then over the intercom, we hear,
what the fuck are you bitches doing in the elevator? I'm trying to get to the upfronts, and I give a fuck.
What you should have did was not get into a broken elevator. What you should have did was taken the other elevator that can hold Eugene.
Please get me out of here. This guy won't stop.
Dude, Kristen's stuck in an elevator. It's like my dream finally came true. But why do I feel sad, dude?
Ugh. Oh, the door's open. We made it.
Ugh, it's got my foot. Ugh, there goes my leg. Ugh.
I won!
I won.
Mimicker.
All right, so we close this out, Benji?
Let's close out that mail.
Everybody, we sure love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you, TV Party. If you guys want to watch this video, just go to Patreon. Sign up on that level. Okay, Crappin's on Demand is what it's called. And get your tickets for Dallas, February 8th, Irvine, you know, all the cities. And don't forget, we just announced our new city, Minneapolis. Wow.
Yeah.
So go get them, everybody. We sure love you. We will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
My name is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. I'm a GP, author, TV presenter, and host of the Feel Better, Live More podcast. I'm delighted that my podcast has been chosen to be part of the Bose Recommends series. On it, I bring you simple and achievable health advice, as well as inspiring stories that will help you to become the architect of your own health. When you feel better, you live more. You can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.
So much confusion. Half price carbonara so with car insurance? Do I want another meal or just a good deal? Confused.com give you £20 free Texaco fuel with your car insurance. A free gift that makes sense? It's that easy. £20 free Texaco fuel with your car insurance. Don't be confused. Be Confused.com. Full T's and C's online. Scottish postcode exceptions and conditions apply. Offer ends 14th of November.